540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Protests across the country over the weekend after the Memphis Police Department released video Friday documenting the brutal beating of Tyre Nichols during a traffic stop.
The failure of Congress to pass police reform legislation allowed for Tyre Nichols' death. That's according to Tennessee NAACP President Gloria Sweetlove. Now she's calling on Congress to take action.
The blood of Black America is on your hand, so stand up and do something. Stop letting it be partisan politics as usual. And do something.
The civil rights group wants federal police reforms to include standardizing training requirements and putting an end to qualified immunity and no-knock warrants. Chris Fox for CBS News, Memphis.
Americans from Texas to the northern plains and the Midwest are bracing for Arctic cold. Meteorologist Zach Taylor is at the Weather Prediction Center.
That part of the country is used to cold temperatures, but this type of temperatures are going to be readings where it could be dangerous and frostbite could develop quickly if you're outside.
Snow, sleet, and freezing rain are already making travel dangerous in some places. Super Bowl 57 is all set.
It is over, and the Kansas City Chiefs have won it.
The Chiefs beat the Bengals 23-20 to take the AFC title. KC quarterback Patrick Mahomes.
I want to thank God, man. He healed my body this week. To battle through that, he gave me the strength to be out here.
The Eagles demolished the 49ers 31-7 in the NFC Championship game. Filling in Kansas City meet for the big showdown February 12th in Arizona. President Biden will meet with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy at the White House Wednesday to talk about the standoff over the debt ceiling. McCarthy tells CBS has faced the nation.
You cannot continue the spending that has brought this inflation, that has brought our economic problems. We've got to get our spending under control.
The U.S. hit its legal borrowing limit earlier this month. Republicans want budget cuts before they agree to raise that limit. The White House says it won't budge. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Egypt's President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi in Cairo in a bid to de-escalate growing tensions between Israel and the Palestinians. Blinken travels to Israel next for talks with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. It's a tough question for parents. How old is old enough for kids to enter the world of Twitter and TikTok? CBS's Matt Piper.
Surgeon General Vivek Murthy says he thinks 13 is too young for children to be on social media. He tells CNN kids are still developing their identity at that age, and that the skewed and often distorted environment of social media does a disservice to many of those children.
S&P futures down 35, Dow futures off 200. This is CBS.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at thericksmithshow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m. And we're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go! Almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at WAUK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome back to the third hour of our program. A lot going on in the world here. I have shared with you before stories about what exactly a share buyback is, why companies buy back their shares. They buy back their shares in order to make the individual stocks worth more. It makes shareholders happy. But mostly it makes CEOs and senior executives who are paid with stock very, very happy, because all of a sudden they get a giant payday. So, you know, you buy back $1 billion worth of stock, and your senior executives, they get a piece of that. They get a few hundred million bucks of that, basically, you know, kind of through the back door. Well, Chevron now has announced that they are going to buy back $75 billion worth of their own stock. How did Chevron get $75 billion to buy back their shares? Well, they got it back by price gouging us in the run-up to the election. Remember when gas prices were so high? Turns out last year was the most profitable year in the history of the oil industry, as these guys tried to stick it to the Democrats and screw Joe Biden, because the fossil fuel industry hates the Democrats, because they own the Republicans, right? This Thursday's announcement came as Chevron, BP, ExxonMobil, Shell, and Total Energies are set to announce a record $199 billion in collective 2022 profits, the election year, 50% higher than the previous record. State Representative Malcolm Kenyatta from Pennsylvania, he said, companies like Chevron are doing absolutely massive stock buybacks after price gouging working families for over a year. Then these same companies will come back hat in hand begging for more tax breaks and tax cuts. And Representative McKenyatta is absolutely right. Congressman Ro Khanna introduced legislation that would tax excess oil company profits and use the proceeds to give American households a rebate. That same month, Bernie Sanders introduced the Ending Corporate Greed Act that would impose a 95% tax on windfall profits. Neither one of them went anywhere, because both were aggressively attacked by the Republican Party. And of course, the special interests that they represent. Meanwhile, at the same time that Ron DeSantis and Greg Abbott and Republicans across the country are going out of their way to ban books and make it illegal for teachers to talk about black people or black history or you know, gay people or queer people more generally in public schools, at the same time that that's going on, the New York Public Library has opened up their electronic lending. You can get a digital book, right? There's an online reader, in fact. It's called Simply E. It's a free e-reader app that you have to be 13 or older to get, apparently. And it works on, you know, Mac, Apple, and Android devices, phones, tablets, computers. And I was amazed when I looked at the list of the books. King of the Dragonflies, Stamped, Racism, Anti-Racism, and You, and Catcher in the Rye by J.D. Salinger. I had to read that in junior high school. It was like 7th, 8th grade, maybe 9th grade. I don't recall which year it was, but we had to read Catcher in the Rye. And, of course, it was a shocking book because every sentence had, you know, G-damn, you know, in it and stuff like that. You know, it was full of obscenities, but I don't recall it being risque or, you know, I mean, it was more like teenage angst, really, was what the book was about. But not only is the New York Public Library doing this, the Brooklyn Public Library is doing it, too. Normally, they have a $50 fee for out-of-state people to get a library card, a digital library card, and they're waiving that. So the president of the New York Public Library, Anthony W. Marks, he said, "These recent instances of censorship and book banning are extremely disturbing and amount to an all-out attack on the very foundation of our democracy. Knowledge is power, ignorance is dangerous, and breeds hate and division. Since their inception, public libraries have worked to combat those forces simply by making all perspectives and ideas available to all, regardless of background or circumstance." He goes on to say, "The library's role is to make sure no one perspective, no idea, no identity is erased," which I thought was just absolutely brilliant. One last thing that I think this is just fascinating. This is, I got an email this morning from the Economic Policy Institute. I'm on their mailing list. I strongly recommend epi.org is the website. And it was a very short note. It says, you know, abortion has been framed as a cultural, religious, or personal issue rather than an economic concern. Keep in mind, this is the Economic Policy Institute. And they say, however, research shows that access to abortion is fundamentally intertwined with economic progress and mobility. And this is where it gets fascinating. States with abortion restrictions or total bans have, on average, lower minimum wages. The average minimum wage among states that ban abortions is $8.17 an hour compared to $11.92 an hour in abortion-protected states. States that ban abortion have unionization levels half as high as those in abortion-protected states. Only 3 of 10 unemployed people receive unemployment benefits in states that ban abortions, compared to 4 out of 10, 42% in other states. States that ban abortions have lower rates of Medicaid expansion. And states that ban abortion have an incarceration rate 1.5 times higher than abortion-protected states. Fascinating stuff. I mean, basically, they're just comparing red states and blue states. And we've known this for a long time, that, you know, the red states basically, you know, screw their citizens, and the blue states support their citizens. Red states hand everything to the billionaires and the very rich people in those states, and in blue states, they tend to tax them. So here you are. All right, let's pick up some of your phone calls here. Kino in Lakeland, Florida. Hey, Kino, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, your program is a generator of good ideas, which I hope turn into good actions, and I want to talk about the deficit. Last Saturday, I watched the Michael Smirkanish show on CNN, and he was talking with a person from a think tank, economic think tank, and they said, we all have to agree that the Republicans and the Democrats are both responsible for this $31 trillion deficit. And my head wanted to blow off, because I've listened to your program, and I know that you had a caller last week, Larry, I think, from Los Angeles, and he said there needs to be a chart, and I'm going to call it the deficit fault chart, that needs to be done and pushed by the Democrats, that because of all the tax cuts and because of the Iraq war. Now, you say that there were two wars that contributed to
Afghanistan.
Which one?
Afghanistan and Iraq. They were
Afghanistan
both
and Iraq. Okay.
20-year wars.
Two wars by the Republicans and these tax cuts. And so this chart needs to be made. Larry made that suggestion, and it needs to be put into action, and it needs to be pushed by the Democrats as a national message that this $31 trillion deficit is, there could be a pie chart. But
yeah,
that needs to be pushed, because it blew my mind that Smirkanish was saying we have to agree.
Well, Smirkanish used to be a right-wing talk show host. And,
well,
you know, he kind of cleaned up his act a little bit when he got on CNN, but he used to be a right-wing talk show host. And the reality, the simple reality is that the deficit was continuously going down from the end of World War II until 1982. And, you know, then Reagan changed everything and the deficit started going back up again. or the national debt, actually, I should say. And and had Reagan simply continued the trajectory of relatively balanced budgets and surplus budgets, in fact, in many cases, that had been done by Jimmy Carter, by Lyndon Johnson, by Richard Nixon, for God's sake, Jack Kennedy, Dwight Eisenhower. Had he simply continued that, the national debt right now would be close to zero.
Tom, could be a person that could make this chart?
Well, they're out there. You can find them if you plug into a search engine, national debt, and then click on images. You will see some charts that just lay that out in an unambiguous way, Keno. But I'd love to see Larry doing it. I mean, Larry should be publishing a newsletter on Substack. He's the numbers guy, and he knows what he's talking about, and he's got the details and the facts to back it up. Keno, I got to run, but thank you for the call. It's so nice to hear from you, and we will be back. It's 15 minutes past the hour here on the Tom Hartman Program. Talk media for the rest of us. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Helping you win the water cooler wars. Picking up your calls here on Anything Goes Friday. Going online without ExpressVPN is like using your smartphone without a protective case. I mean, most of the time you'll probably be fine, but all it takes is one accidental drop to make you wish you'd protected yourself. Every time you connect to an unencrypted network, your online data is not secured. Any hacker on the same network can steal your personal data, and it doesn't take much technical knowledge to hack someone. A smart 12-year-old can do it. And your data is valuable. Hackers can make up to $1,000 per person selling personal information on the dark web. ExpressVPN creates a secure, encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet so your sensitive data can't be stolen. ExpressVPN is so easy to use. Just fire up the app and click one button to get protected. Works on all devices, phones, laptops, tablets, and more. Go to expressvpn.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to get an extra 3 months free with a one-year package. That's expressvpn.com/Tom, expressvpn.com/Tom.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, CAPTERRA.com, Capterra.com.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free Donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives.
Okay, welcome back. And picking up your calls, Larry in Los Angeles. I'll bet your ears were burning, Larry.
I heard all of that.
I didn't realize you were on the board until I just saw you, because the software changes the color of each caller to tell me who's next, whoever's been on long enough, the longest, and there you are. Keno loves you, Larry.
Well, thank you, and thanks for the compliments. But I wanted to say something about the what the police do to all Americans, and they're not just doing to the black or Hispanics or...
More than half the people the police kill in this country are white people.
Yeah, so if they were to just change their policy to make it a rule, and the Supreme Court could, even if you have to do it by the Supreme Court, and so that no police officer has a right to fire a gun first. And that would eliminate all of these little kids who are running around in playgrounds with the toy pistols. They would never get shot at.
Like Tamir Rice.
Yeah. So you just eliminate that. Eliminate the police coming up and then shooting women and men and children, everybody. Just eliminate that altogether by making it so that, and then you raise their pay and you make it a truly professional profession.
Yeah.
But you do it in a way so that these people then start serving the people the way that it claims that they do on the side of their cars. And they make it so that the citizen has a right to go home and hug their wife or husband.
Yeah.
That they get to go home. Not the police officers get the right to do that. The police officers are out there to make sure that the citizens are safe. And if we change that culture so that no longer are we putting police lives ahead of the citizen, we put the citizens' lives ahead of the police officers, and then then they'll be more careful when they approach people, and then they'll do more negotiating to try to talk people down instead of always raising the bar, getting it higher and higher until next thing you know you got 20 cops with guns ready to fire as soon as a person puts their hand in their pocket.
Yeah,
just eliminate all of that stuff.
Yeah,
make it so that a cop never fires first.
This is why I think we need a cabinet-level office, a secretary of public safety, a national, a cabinet-level office reporting to the president that deals with the issue of policing in the United States. We've got 18,000 police departments in this country, and there's no consistency. There are no standards. It's just a complete mess. And
if that was the standard where the cops don't fire first, what would happen is the police department would start putting pressure on the city council, on the mayors to say, hey, now we need to start buying some of these guns back from the citizens.
Yeah.
And the citizens who have guns will say, now I don't have to protect myself from the police.
Yeah. Yeah. You wonder how many people are buying guns. It's pretty hard to think that somebody would think that a gun would protect them from the police, though. I mean, that's. That's suicide,
well,
getting into a gunfight with the cops.
They buy guns for self-protection. And the whole idea of buying a gun for self-protection is ludicrous, because when you buy a gun and you carry a gun, your body becomes a magnet for bullets.
Yep.
The bullets start flying your way.
Yeah. No, and you're more likely to die from a gun if you own one than if you don't.
Yeah, and your own hand might be the one that does it.
Yep.
But on the GDP, gross domestic product, and on our economy, and we now got to have a chart that shows that inflation is falling almost at the rate it was falling when Donald Trump gave us his recession. In other words, we're reaching a point where if the Fed continues to raise the Fed rate even just one more time, he might cause a collapse of this economy where it could fall into recession. I don't think it's going to do it yet, because I still believe that once Joe Biden increased taxes on the rich. It was only a 15% increase. But quite frequently, every time I look at a president that increases taxes on the rich, it inoculates that president from having a recession. And it also, in the case of Hoover, he increased taxes on the rich 8 months before he left office, and that ended the Great Depression. George H.W. Bush increased taxes on the rich by just a little bit when he was president, when he had his recession, which I think it was Ronald Reagan's recession. Mm-hmm. It was the aftermath of Ronald Reagan cutting taxes again just before he left office. But George H.W. Bush increased taxes by just a little bit on the rich, and he didn't have another recession. Bill Clinton came in office right after him, increased taxes again, and he never had a recession. And every president who takes us to that sweet spot, closer to that sweet spot, they don't get recessions. Every president either that takes us beyond the sweet spot or takes it us away from the sweet spot, all of those presidents had a recession, every single one of them.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. This morning, Paul Krugman's newsletter, which I subscribe to, you know, through the New York Times, he was pointing out that if you pull housing and used cars out of the numbers, that our inflation rate right now is around 1%. And housing, in my opinion, is exploding. You know, we're seeing inflation in housing prices because you've got all these giant hedge funds and investment groups out there buying up private housing and flipping it into rent, and you know, so it's beginning
to fall right now.
Yeah,
and that's one of the areas that's falling fast. They gave a chart this morning. I saw it. I looked it up on the internet, and it shows where inflation is going, and it is really falling fast. And in fact, it's falling so fast. Like I said, it right now, I think the Fed rate is somewhere near 5%, and the inflation is also around 5%. If the Fed raises it again, now he's going to have the Fed rate higher than inflation, and inflation is just crashing right now.
Yeah,
and it could reach a point where, like I said, he could trigger a recession. I don't think it's going to happen because it takes two quarters, and I don't think jobs numbers are going to fall so fast that it would give us a recession. But it's kind of amazing what this Republican Fed chair, what he's doing.
Yeah.
He's got to make a choice. Does he want a second recession on his term, or is he willing to stop it and let the economy grow?
I'm with you, Larry. I'm with you. Larry, thanks for the call. And let me encourage you to consider creating your own Substack newsletter or something like it. I'd love to read your stuff on a regular basis. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's the place where we dare to ask, is Walmart a person? And we dare to say, no, not a chance. Come on, give me a break. The Supreme Court was nuts.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a Pack Rat. Join the Pack Rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, Pack Rats.
800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. That's 800-334-5468.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-880-5013. 800-880-5013.
The Shaw 101 FM. Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Mostly peaceful protests over the weekend after Memphis police released body cam video of Tyre Nichols' fatal police beating. Local NAACP President Van Turner.
If you were an officer or a first responder and you sat there and watched this young man die and you did nothing to help resuscitate him, you did nothing to give him aid, then you are just as culpable as the people who beat him down and killed him.
Bitter cold blanketing states from Texas to the northern plains and the Midwest. Meteorologist Zach Taylor at the Weather Prediction Center.
The Dakotas and Minnesota will probably be the main areas seeing those dangerous wind chills, as well as portions of the northern Rockies.
Kansas City and Philly are headed to the Super Bowl. QB Patrick Mahomes on the Chiefs' 23-20 victory over the Bengals in the AFC final.
We think we've built up enough respect to have a chance to go out and win every game. So whenever you feel like you're the underdog, when you're playing at Arrowhead Stadium, it gets guys ready to go.
Eagles crushed the 49ers 31-7. CBS News Brief, I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Suddenly, my quarterback is the number one trending topic. Why, you might ask, is Aaron Rodgers trending on Twitter? He's out this game. He's got COVID-19. And to my perception, he freaking lied to us, man. I'm very frustrated that he is not eligible to play this Sunday, especially when you find out your quarterback is a half a Trumpster. And he claims, I'm not a flat earther, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I just play one in the NFL. That pisses me off, man. I was going to bet on that team. Maybe. New time, 3 to 6 p.m. and Dom.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
It's Friday.
Oh, it is Friday.
It was a short week, and it still feels like it was a long week.
And we did it.
We did. Well, we're almost
done. We almost did it. We're still going to get through today. But we did it. We live to tell about it. We're having fun.
Yeah. All kinds of fun things planned for today.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Wait a minute. How about this? Listen to me, you lantern-jawed cretin, you horned-eyed homunculus. You are going to do what's right for the people of Wisconsin. You're putting cancer water in our water, destroying the greatest university system in the country and public education. Knock it off. That is unlikely to be said. That's what I'd say.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Governor Tony Evers, Tim Michaels said you had gone, quote, full woke. Dr. Jill Underlie said that somebody who says that has no idea what we're doing in schools to make sure kids feel safe.
We want to make sure all kids feel supported. Tim Michaels, we don't teach CRT in our schools. You got to come to the present century here, Tim, and be cognizant of what actually goes in the schools. My guess is you've never been in a public school in Wisconsin.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. We're available on SiriusXM, Free Speech TV, Pacifica, commercial stations nationwide, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, on the Tom Hartman app, and you can even tell your smart speaker to listen to the Tom Hartman program.
Do you know the importance of a high-protein diet for your dog? Dogs are omnivores, and it's imperative that they get enough protein in every meal. Many of your mass-produced dog foods, especially the dry dog foods, may lack that essential protein and the healthy fats that your dog needs for optimal health. So, introducing Dynavite's Meal Booster. It's a freeze-dried meal topper that is loaded with protein and omegas. You just sprinkle it on top of your pet's food for a delicious taste packed with essential nutrients that can help support a healthy skin and coat, gut health, and your dog's immune system. Our dogs Blue and Chewy get all the nutrients they need to be healthier and full of life with Dynavite as their meal toppers, and they love them. Dynavite is so confident that your pet will benefit from their products and will love Dynavite as much as our dogs do. They offer a 90-day risk-free trial on your first purchase, so you have nothing to lose. Go to Dynavite.com today. That's Dinovite.com. Dinovite.com. Dynavite.com. Terms apply. See the site for details. And welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Luigi in Pensacola, Florida. Hey, Luigi, what's on your mind today?
Well, survivor of the tear gas wars back in the 60s is one. And I have named the state that I live in now Freedom Lands instead of Florida. I mean, we have to give those their due who voted for these guys. Oh, excuse me, Tom. And I'm just really concerned about what's going on. I mean, what I do, I have hundreds of followers on Facebook, just Facebook. I'm just a guy that's, and I started a couple of months ago. Every time this story comes out about DeSantis, I put it on. And I also began to say, look, this guy right now is currently under the radar. He's running. There's no question about He is running for president.
Yep.
We need to, if I put stuff out there, please share it. And I'll be darned. Everybody I send the stuff to is being, it's being shared all around the country. And I'm happy to say that it's working, I hope. Anyway. So one last thing, another new thing now, they took a poll and gay people are beginning to leave the state of Florida. They're afraid for their families.
I'm not surprised. I know teachers are abandoning Florida, too. Luigi, as a Floridian,
yes, sir.
I'm curious, what if you were to rank the top three offenses that Ron DeSantis has committed against the people of your state, what would they be in your mind?
Wow, that's the taking over of the educational system is one.
Right.
There's no doubt about that. The Don't Say Gay Bill is another.
Yep.
And this talk about dovetailing the Don't Say Gay Bill with supposed woke, and these laws are passed to stymie all the others. There's actually laws on the books.
Really, I know his Don't Say Woke, his Don't Be Woke Act or whatever it was, and you know,
I'm
with you. Okay, Luigi, thank you, and thanks for indulging my question. Dave in Auburn, California. Hey, Dave, what's on your mind today?
Oh, hi, Tom. Hey, I think I got this idea from you, but I believe that submariners, you know, people that go in submarines, go through a deep psychological profile before they could even become a submariner.
I have heard that. I have no personal experience, but yeah.
I'm not sure if it's true or not, but if it is or isn't, I think that all police officers should have some sort of a deep psychological profile before they could become police officers.
I agree. I think anybody, frankly, who has the power of life and death over others should be subject to extreme scrutiny, whether it's a physician or a nurse or a cop. You know, anybody who's in a position where they can kill other people intentionally or accidentally.
I was a kid about 18 or 19 years old. Two policemen pull us over. One of them wasn't in uniform. The other one was. And they were arresting my friend for drunken driving. We were drunk. There's no doubt about that. But we were not a threat to anyone. And the guy that was not in the uniform hauled off and smacked my friend. I don't know if he knocked him out or not, but he did. After that, he hit me and knocked me out. I mean, that would not normally happen, you know, if somebody had some sort of a... Anyway, we agree on that. I think they should get a raise, and I agree on everything else you said. They should be trained with a degree, whatever. But, you know, these people get... this power-hungry madness, and who knows what happens, you know? Anyway, Tom, I love your show, and I love all your callers. You have the best show on the planet, and I wish you well, and all your callers as well, too.
Well, thank you, Dave. Yeah, we have quite a community of people here. It's an honor to be hanging out with you all. Thank you, Dave. Greg in Crofton, Maine. Hey, Greg, what's on your mind today?
Hello, Tom. Greetings, Truth Brother. Appreciate your program. It took me about 100 calls to get through, so take that as a compliment. You got a lot of people out there interested, and you've got them fired up. We can get them fired up to call our rulers in D.C., and we might get something done. I see a paradigm shift. So, listen, I'm calling regards as a retired law enforcement officer. There has to be a paradigm shift from order and control and the use of force to community-based policing. I'm telling you, that's the only way we can get out of this.
I agree. That's one of my calls for action at the end of my article today is that we need to emphasize community-based policing. Cops need to be on the beat in the neighborhoods.
Yep, and it's all based on white supremacy. That's how law enforcement got started. We have to grow up. We have to evolve as humans and understand that we're not here to protect the white rule. We're here to protect people, period. Yeah.
Tell me about your background, Greg. You said you're former law enforcement.
Yes, I did a few years as a deputy sheriff, so it was active law enforcement, and the pay was crap. That's one of the problems with it. It's not a profession. It's just somebody that wants to have a shiny badge and a big gun.
Yeah.
It's all that. So I did that route, and I loved the job, but I was starving to death.
Yeah.
I went into the Department of Justice and the mighty Bureau of Prisons, and I often referred to them as the Bureau of Profit, and it was a profit system. I did a career there. You know, I had a family, a house, but I suffered in that job. I challenged a lot of things. I eventually had to sue the Attorney General of the United States, that buffoon Bill Barr. Started with him, then I went had a refresh at Ashcroft and Gonzalez and all that stuff.
Wow.
Because I challenged two guys got in a fight, right? Black guy, white guy. We got them separated, cuffed up the black guy, cuffed up the white guy. And this lieutenant, if you can imagine, a shaved head, shiny head, wearing pants with a lot of pockets, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
We're taking this inmate down to Barney, it's called, and we're going to take him to county jail. And this guy's cuffed up from behind now, and this white supremacist lieutenant wants to throw him down the stairs, concrete stairs. And I'm saying, that's not happening. He's trying to throw the man down there, and it would have either injured him severely or killed him. And it wasn't happening.
Right.
Well, shortly thereafter, other officers kind of scorned me, didn't want to talk to me, didn't want to, you know. Sure. So it started that way, but with several dishes. But that is what's happening in law enforcement. And check it out. In Tennessee, with the killing of this Tyree Nichols, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You talk about the wheel of justice going slowly. This souped-up handy of law enforcement down there just did 5 cookies around those 5 black officers down there.
I don't understand what you mean.
What a windfall for the man. What a windfall for the system. They're going to say, they just, within days, and granted, if this is true, these officers are guilty, they should be held full account. Mm-hmm. Full account.
Right.
But how did the justice system all of a sudden work so well and so quickly when it's 5 black officers on a black man?
Yeah, no, I absolutely. Had it been 5 white officers, I suspect we would have seen a different event playing out. And now, of course, Fox News has their, see, it's not about race. There's not a race problem in America with policing. It's, black cops killing, quack, quack, quack. I mean, it's so predictable.
That's what they're doing.
Greg, I got to run, but thank you for the call.
Sir, thank you.
Good talking to you. Thank you. Paul in St. Louis, Missouri. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, Tom, thanks for taking my call. Concerning the problems that we're having with police brutality in this country, I just came across the idea. I used to be an EMT in the city of St. Louis like 35 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that if you want to be a first responder, whether it's fire, paramedic, or police, you should go through emergency medical training and work as an EMT for at least a year before you become a police officer or a firefighter, because that gives you the opportunity to see what would happen to a human body when it gets struck by a bullet or, you know, a club or, you know, I think it would teach them compassion.
Yeah. One of my kids is who's a physician's assistant now, before she went to school and got that degree, was an EMT here in Portland. And wow, yeah. The stories that I heard, I mean, you know, it's just I couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it.
Well, if they just worked for a year as an EMT, they would they could pick up a lot of information and a lot of empathy.
Empathy is the thing, because there's so much heartbreak. I mean, you know, she was just constantly dealing with people who were in, you know, severe crisis and a lot of pain and serious injury. You know, whether it was car wrecks or domestic violence or shooting victims or, I mean, just wow. So, yeah, I'm with you, Paul. I think that that's a great idea. And in fact, that might even be, you know, like you can kind of work your way up to becoming a physician. You know, you start out in medicine, kind of lower down on the totem pole. And maybe that kind of a hierarchy or that kind of a career path to becoming a police officer. That's a good idea. Paul, I got to run, but thank you very much for the call. We'll be right back. It's 45 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Exposing the con in conservative. I'll be right back with your calls. Going online without ExpressVPN is like using your smartphone without a protective case. I mean, most of the time you'll probably be fine, but all it takes is one accidental drop to make you wish you'd protected yourself. Every time you connect to an unencrypted network, your online data is not secured. Any hacker on the same network can steal your personal data, and it doesn't take much technical knowledge to hack someone. A smart 12-year-old can do it. And your data is valuable. Hackers can make up to $1,000 per person selling personal information on the dark web. ExpressVPN creates a secure, encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet so your sensitive data can't be stolen. ExpressVPN is so easy to use. Just fire up the app and click one button to get protected. Works on all devices, phones, laptops, tablets, and more. Go to expressvpn.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to get an extra 3 months free with a one-year package. That's expressvpn.com/THOM, expressvpn.com/Tom. Hi, Tom Hartman here. My Hidden History series includes 10 timely and paramount books that break down some of the biggest issues of today. The first is The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment, where I look at the real history of guns in America, had to do with slave patrols, and what we can do to limit both their lethal impact and the power of the NRA. The next is The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America, where I lay out how Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon both committed treason to become president just to put right-wingers on the Supreme Court, and how the Supreme Court paid them back. The third is The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, where we look at how Hillary Clinton actually won the last election and common sense things that people can do to reclaim their rights to vote. Coming this fall is The Hidden History of Monopolies, How Big Business Destroyed the American Dream. And next spring, you'll see The Hidden History of Oligarchy, The Rise of the Hard Right. That's the Hidden History series by yours truly, Tom Hartman, available wherever fine books are sold. Hey, my new book, The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, is arriving in bookstores on February 10th. I cover how the heartbeat of democracy depends on the vote. This book goes in depth on the racist legacy of our vote and the unique struggles of women and Native Americans. In part two, there's a deep dive into the economic royalists' modern war on voting. And part three is the solutions, how we get out there and get active. Pre-order now at any fine bookstore. I'm also on the road with a book tour for The Hidden History of Voting. Join me on Monday, February 17th in San Francisco for the Berkeley Arts and Letters Series, on Wednesday, February 19th at Town Hall, Seattle,
Sunday, February 23rd for the Blue State Ball in Minneapolis. On Friday, February 28th at Powell's in Portland. And Sunday, March 1st in Chicago. More information is available at TomHartmann.com. This book is the third in the series after The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment and The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America. Order your copy now, The Hidden History of the War on Voting.
In the foreword to Tom Hartmann's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartmann's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species."
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio, and tag your it. 10 minutes before the hour, Jeff in Portland. Hey, Jeff, thanks for listening to X-Ray FM. What's up?
Hey, good day, Tom, and I want to say happy anti-fascist and anti-dictator Friday. Tips of the hat to Ziggy and Kino. And Tom, since Kino and Luigi down there in Florida are helping lead the senior resistance to Satan, I do want to recommend, there's a good piece this week by Hamilton Nolan. It's titled Stop Cowering Before This Half-Bright Florida Fascist. And he wrote it in these times, but it's also posted under a different headline over at Common Dreams. So it's a really good piece.
Check it out.
But, he basically starts out saying how the entire state's being run like a giant Fox News ad campaign for DeSantis's 2024 presidential run.
It's true.
And takes off from there. But the main reason I'm calling, Tom, is to draw attention to your piece from Wednesday, the Hartmann Report on Wednesday, warning about the reckoning we're maybe facing in 2024 because the Democrats have failed to invest in the media infrastructure for progressive TV and radio. And, you know, you point out that Air America certainly helped propel Obama to his landslide victory in 2008. And I would add that the 11 years of brunch with Bernie undoubtedly helped Senator Sanders build the base for his surprisingly meteoric rise in 2016.
And
Tom, I think Ro Khanna, who I really hope, whether Biden runs or not, I hope Ro Khanna runs in 2024. I think he can do it without splitting the party. But, you know, Ro seems to understand this concept better than anyone out there. And I was thinking maybe the two of you could make a pitch to Jeff Bezos's ex-wife, Mackenzie Scott. I don't have any inside information on her, but apparently she gives very freely. She's a multi-billionaire who gives very freely, no strings attached, to many liberal causes, including think tanks focused on wealth inequality. But as you say in your piece, Tom, without a national media platform to amplify these concerns and get people engaged, we only get so far. So do you know anything about her? Has that name come up on your radar?
I know who she is, and you know, I've read the media stories about her, but I don't have any idea how to reach her or approach her.
But, you know, the article's out there. It got picked up this morning by Raw Story. Common Dreams usually picks up my pieces. So, you know, maybe she'll run across it. I hope so. Maybe somebody listening will pass it along to her. Jeff, I need to move along, but thank you for the call. It's always nice to hear from you. James in Hollywood. Hey, James, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, my friend. You still are the smartest man in all media, but I see you. I've never had a conversation with you because I have so much to say in my 2 minutes you give me on your wonderful platform. It can start. I believe we can start at Air America Radio 2.0 with Steph and Randy and Amy and maybe Rachel and Harry Melber and get the word out there. But I have simple solutions to all the problems in the world, including war in Ukraine. I didn't want to focus on that, but I guess that's the most important. What do you think, Tom?
So what's the simple solution here, James?
The simple solution is Crimea is the port. And that's what it's all about, the port and making money. You know, and of course, Putin's insane. But here's the solution. I'm going to use your listeners, and I'm a student, and I do want the first doctor's degree from Tom Hartman University.
So what's your solution here, James? We're running out of time.
Okay, solution is President Biden reads a letter from the American people. No Russian male over the age of 12 is allowed to set foot in the United States or any civilized country.
Okay. James, I don't think that's the solution to all our problems, but, you get points for trying. Thank you for the call. Lawrence in Berkeley. Hey, Lawrence, we have less than a minute. You got a quick one?
Oh, my God. I wanted to talk about the original definition of fascism, which is Mussolini's in the 20s, and how it is repeating itself.
The merger of corporate and state interests.
And in Trump's the United States, which is the state and the corporates and the corporations are unified.
Yep.
That was the case in Mussolini. It's certainly the case in Putin's Russia. And it was definitely the case in what Trump was trying to do, where all of his people were billionaire corporatists.
Yeah, I agree. I would say right across the Republican Party, Lawrence. You're onto something. Thank you very much for the call. Hey, special thanks to Louise Hartman, Sean Taylor, Nate Atwell, Jamie Holly, Joyce the Hammer, Nance, Nigel Peacock, Sue Nethercutt, Patrick Hoyt, Geraldine Halbert, Ron Hartenbaum, Chase Spross, Nicholas Miller, Pat Sweeney, Jay LeBlanc, Al Gorilla Rhythm, Connor Arroyo and Carna Verde, all the folks who help make this program run every single day, 3 hours a day, 5 days a week right here. Thank you to those folks. And thank you to you for listening, watching, participating, calling, telling your friends, calling our sponsors, letting our stations know, donating to our nonprofits. Thank you. And please get out there, get active, tag your end. Have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Every weekday, I write a new original article about one of the critical issues of our day and publish it on our website, HartmanReport.com. I write these entirely by myself, so you're getting my unvarnished thoughts on national and world events. There's no advertising, and you can get them every single weekday in your email at no charge whatsoever. Or just read them for free with no ads by going to HartmanReport.com. I cover topics from climate to Congress to politics to the law, as well as social and health issues. You can find it all at HartmanReport.com. Explore the mighty Mississippi River with American Cruise Lines. On this amazing journey, you'll discover Civil War history you've only read about. Savor delicious Cajun cuisine in New Orleans and experience the roots of rock and roll firsthand in Memphis aboard the newest fleet of American riverboats. Relax on your private balcony, taking in the scenery as the crew provides the highest level of personalized service. Request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
Jim Santel for just a few more minutes. As you point out, this is a civil trial, not a criminal trial. You think that the Trump org will end up with the death penalty under New York law.
Letitia James, she's doing a civil case, right? This is a criminal matter.
Oh, it is. So I misunderstood.
It is, yes.
Normally so, I leave the being wrong to Dom.
Right?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.